Syria will end if Kurdish fighters in the region drop their weapons and withdraw from a planned safe zone. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Huge cheers for Turkey's president in parliament as fighting rages on the ground in northeastern Syria. Tayyip Erdogan has delivered an ultimatum to Kurdish fighters Wednesday.
Bunun için de teklifimiz...
Our proposal to solve the issue in Syria in the quickest way is for all terrorists to drop their weapons, destroy their traps, and withdraw outside of the safe zone we determined by tonight.
He says the country's offensive in Syria will end when a 32-kilometer safe zone is established along Turkey's border. And that was non-negotiable.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. Elizabeth Warren has become one of the Democratic presidential field's front runners, and that may have worked against her last night. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
At the debate in Ohio, Warren got much of the attention.
From the moderators as well as from fellow candidates who really did try to hold her to account.
And American University's Capri Cafaro says they hit her hard, making Warren and fellow favorite Joe Biden the big losers. The winners, Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, on home turf in the Midwest.
Both had the opportunity to, I think, highlight the fact that there is more to the Democratic field of candidates.
That's not really what voter Augusta Guffroy wanted to see as she watched in Wisconsin. The field's already too big.
The Democrats should really do us all a favor and narrow it down.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. stocks are mixed in midday trading. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The House impeachment inquiry is continuing its hearings about U.S. President Donald Trump's actions toward Ukraine. Today, a former aide to Secretary of